Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, I want to talk about the latest in digital media news and social media news. There's so much going on, so many new updates and features. Let's start with TikTok, because a lot of creators about two weeks ago, really started going into a frenzy because they were really afraid that the whole app was going to get banned, as per the White House putting out a statement saying that, you know, some of the company or most of the company needed to be controlled by American companies. And so I think what has happened there, a lot of the negotiations are still underway. The app is still very much live, and very much so many content creators are still on there doing their thing. And, you know, there was something that came out of that based on the fact that so many people were kind of, let's say, freaking out that the app was going to get banned, because so many people have created huge audiences, including brands. High-level brands are on TikTok, but there are so many people getting so much reach. It's probably one of the better platforms right now for organic reach. And, you know, that was a classic example. And I had put something out on Twitter just talking about the fact that when you're a content creator, really putting content and all of your eggs in one basket is really not the way to do it, especially nowadays, since everything is so volatile that, and every platform is volatile. I mean, we're in the midst of, I would say, another social media moment of evolution, because a lot of these platforms are evolving at a very fast pace, because digital transformation, we've been forced into a fast moving digital transformation due to the pandemic. And so, in kind of talking about the first platform, which was TikTok, we had a lot of content creators worried about their content going away and how they can do a mass download of all of their content, video downloads, and then take those and then repurpose them into something newer that came out also in the last couple of weeks, is Instagram Reels. And so Instagram Reels is, you know, another great feature that has come up through the Facebook Instagram partnership or ownership, I should say. And it really allows like that 15 second, and now they've actually increased the time limit on that, I believe to 30 seconds. So it's become a little bit more of another area of improvement and another area of promotion and another area for brands to really think about how they want to appeal, because it's being pushed into the, into all of the feeds and into the explore feeds very much at a high rate. And so when we think about Instagram stories and we think about now Reels, and then we compare that to TikTok, there's so much competition as far as where you want to take your content. So I know a lot of content creators who are on TikTok take their content and then repurpose it onto Instagram Reels. And it all depends on how long the content is and how they can fit it in, but it seems to be working for a lot of people. But I think the lesson there is really, you know, technology is moving at a very fast pace. Digital media is moving at a very fast pace. Things are coming and going. And so with these newer features that are coming out on each platform, it's really important for the content creator, the brand, the person who's on the team creating content, even the marketing team who's creating content for the brand at a very high level, you really have to build a foundation of the content. And the content is then distributed out throughout all of these different apps. So now, fast forward, we're going to talk about another platform that just recently, last week, we're in the the tail end of September, just to kind of date the episode, and September 2020. And now LinkedIn has just come out with LinkedIn Stories, which, believe it or not, I absolutely love. I love, because I think it's so valuable for a brand. I think it's so valuable for you as a brand, as your personal brand on LinkedIn, to really showcase, to really put the different things that you're doing professionally. And I think this is where it gets clouded a lot of times. This is a big discussion that happens within like the HR world a lot of times. How does someone who's maybe perhaps titled social ambassador for a company or a brand, but that's not really, they're not the social media person, but yet they promote the company they're working for and maybe they retweet something that the company puts out, or they repost something that the company puts out, and then like underneath it, it could be something personal, which may not always jive or be proper, you know, just considering maybe the type of company, if it's a conservative company. So there's always like these gray areas when it comes to how should you be promoting your personal brand when it comes to your professional or career. So I think with the LinkedIn stories, it really, really, really helps to kind of differentiate and promote all those extra things. Now, do I think that LinkedIn is perfect? No, because I think that the feed is still off. I think the algorithms, however they have those programmed on LinkedIn, are very off. They don't work as great as they did at one point. I know there are a lot of social media and digital people out there who love LinkedIn or who've been really talking about the organic reach on LinkedIn, but there are a lot of things that are not working properly, like the mentions and just really pretty much the feed. I feel like the feed is at a constant standstill, and you're not getting the same eyes as you are on, you know, some other platform. I mean, Facebook is really in a struggle as far as the Facebook pages go. They've implemented a lot of new features with hashtags and search, but I think everyone's got to kind of audit. All of these big companies have to audit why and what areas people are using and not using. But as far as LinkedIn stories goes, I think it's really cool. I think it can really add to your professional promotion and really help you to kind of launch you into a different perspective for potential employers or even your current employer, or maybe you're an entrepreneur. But I think it's a great way to really showcase yourself, your brand, your work, or maybe your interest in what your expertise is. So not only that, but you have YouTube is also creeping. And, you know, I always talk about my love for YouTube and how I think YouTube and Twitter are like those dark horses in the social media world. And those two platforms, for me, in my opinion, are probably the two better platforms that will remain or succeed and kind of be at the top in 5 years from now. Will all these other platforms be around? Maybe, but Twitter and YouTube are pretty solid. So what YouTube, from what we're seeing in a lot of the discussions and what's being released in different countries right now, YouTube is creating something that's very similar to a TikTok, a TikTok element. So someone had put out on LinkedIn, you know, the differences between can YouTube kind of take over the TikTok world and TikTok would become obsolete. I think yes and no. YouTube is definitely a powerhouse. It has so many other features and things. I mean, it's the second most used search engine. It's owned by Google. It has so many other like things behind it that could keep it at the top and probably launch it into a more advanced place than all the other apps. So my only thing that I would say that YouTube would not be able to do, if you look at the YouTube apps and how YouTube kind of has all of their, apps kind of built, they're not as user-friendly as something as TikTok. And I think what is making all of these other platforms like Instagram Reels is not the same as IGTV. IGTV is a little bit clunkier and a little bit not as user-friendly because it almost and still operates outside of the app, even though it's integrated in like one of the areas on the top navigation where you can access it. But if I'm trying to upload my videos, I have to access it separately. So I think that never really fully integrated. So we're looking at now how the accessibility and the user experience is what's contributing to the success of the apps. So when we look at LinkedIn stories, the LinkedIn app is also, there are a few things missing on that. And I think this is where developers and like the brand and the company has to start looking at what makes all of these platforms so successful. And I think it's really the accessibility and how easy it is to use off of your phone, whether you have a Droid, any type of phone, smartphone, Apple, whatever it is you have. Accessibility is what makes all of these apps succeed, and how quickly and how fast and how easily all of these things can get uploaded is, in my opinion, what keeps those things at the top. So I think if YouTube wanted to get ahead on this, they would have to revamp the app or probably fix something within the app, because also that app is very clunky. And, you know, there are some missing elements. You know, not everything is the same as you see on a desktop to the app. It's not compatible. A lot of it's not the same. So in kind of rounding up a lot of the updates that I just gave you, so we talked about Instagram Reels and how there's a new feature there and you should go check it out. And there's a lot of great tutorials and different things. I did a podcast with Instagram expert Subi Zimmerman, and she talks all about Instagram Reels and how it's an amazing feature for your brand. So go check it out. It's above or below on my, it will most likely be below this episode that I'm posting. And she talks all about those details, so go check it out. And then we talked about Instagram in general and all of the newer features. One other thing that came out with Instagram IGTV was now as you upload your video, there is now captioning, which is amazing, which is great, because there are so many great statistics about how captions are, you know, more widely used and more widely consumed, because a lot of people are, you know, looking at their phones and the video consumption usage in the last 9 months, just due to the pandemic, has increased. You know, I wouldn't know the exact number, but we can find it and list it. But that is a great tool, and especially for you know, any disability and impairment, it helps for anyone to kind of absorb and read and get that content. So that's another added element. And then, so we talked about TikTok and content creation, and I just wanted to make a statement about really thinking about you as a content creator, a producer, a marketer, the head of a company, the head of a not-for-profit, whoever you are in your daily life. You really have to think about creating your content, and knowing that you can put the content in any space or place. You know, social media is a core element to marketing, but social media is also the tool and the medium. When we say medium, that's the channel, right? I always talk about social media as if it's a TV show. You're programming your content onto these different TV stations, and that's exactly what it is. TikTok's a TV station. Instagram's a TV station. YouTube is a TV station. So you are the producer. You're the studio. I always put it into that kind of context because I think that's important to kind of drive home the idea that your content should come from one place, one foundation. And maybe the content all lives on your phone, and maybe the content all lives on your hard drive. Maybe the content lives in a folder, but this is where you have to think about not putting your eggs all in one basket and learning how to produce for each of those platforms. And especially with all these newer features coming out, and these newer time limits, these newer time frames, ratio changes, all of that. So an exciting time. The fall seemed to unfold and kind of reveal a lot of new features and changes and things. But again, I think a lot of this digital transformation has fast forwarded so much because of this pandemic. And you know, there's a lot of negative associated to the pandemic, and it's something that we all have to get through. And I think some of the positives that came out of it was really finding out and learning that we are all creators and content creators. And whether it was working for your job from home, you learned how to transform a lot of those communications into either maybe Zoom calls, Google Meet. And even if you're a parent, you're learning how to use Google Meet, Google Classroom. There is a fast forward on digital transformation, and I think it's making us better, and I think it's teaching a lot of different elements about how we crave human connection. And, you know, as much as I love digital and technology, in the end, it's about human connection. And I think the way to convey that is actually through the content being as authentic as possible. And I think when everything is authentic and real, and you're conveying what's really who you are, what your brand is, what your messaging is, what the company's really about, the mission, the values, what you're trying to recruit, I think it has to be very authentic. And with authenticity, you always win. You know, you can't ever argue the truth or authenticity. And I think those are your winning elements. So thank you all for listening to this episode. We're going to be revealing more things as we go in the next couple of months. I have a feeling there's going to be more features and more exciting digital technology updates very soon. And the TikTok saga will unfold, and there may be more to that story as we move into the end of the year. And 2021, I'm excited to start talking about all of the new digital media elements and features and new transformations that will most likely come out very soon, because believe it or not, 2021 is right around the corner, and it'll be good because I think we're ready to kind of put 2020 behind us, but a lot of good things did come out of 2020. So if you have any thoughts or you have any ideas, or perhaps you want to be a guest on my show, please send me an email. I'm at margaret@margaretfontana.com, or send me a DM if this is through Instagram or any of the other platforms. I will definitely get back to you, and I look forward to any feedback. And also, if you can jump over to iTunes and leave me a rating, a star rating, I would appreciate it. That helps me bump up on the iTunes listings. And that's kind of where we are today, guys. So thank you so much. And I will speak to you all very soon. Thank you.